Okay, this is how Joe Rogan allegedly views my life. Okay, here we go. And I cannot help but think he's talking about me.
Wow, this is scary. Like, you can get so paranoid and so freaked out from THC that if you had a mind that was already in trouble,
that's right.
That's how I would perceive it. And I know of people, I know of one guy very clearly, there was a moment where it changed his life.
Yep.
It changed his life. He got a high dose edibles and he's never been the same person. Never. And since then, he's gone further and further downhill, like flat earth, everything, like all the above. He's, and you know, I haven't spoken to him in years, but he's out of his fucking mind now. Like, legitimately, and I don't know how much of it would have happened anyway.
Right.
But I do know that a large amount of it happened because of that one day.
Yes.
Let's do some fact-checking, Joe the Toe. First off, I did his show 2 times after Joey Diaz allegedly dosed me with high volumes of THC. He's calling me paranoid, allegedly, but yet he won't say my name. Everyone knows who he's talking about. Haven't spoken to him in years. High dose, went crazy. This is the narrative they tried to spin around me. So if he really believed that, why doesn't he call the police on Joey Diaz? Because isn't that grievous bodily harm he inflicted on me? Would I not be able to sue him for years of lost income? Because apparently I went insane. He doesn't even believe it. He's lying again. And I think what happened is, because for those of you that don't know, about 4 years ago, I ate an edible on Joey Diaz's Church of What's Happening called the Star of Death, which was like 200 milligrams of THC. And I'm not a marijuana smoker. I have in the past, but I was not aware of a level that wild. So as I'm doing Joey Diaz's podcast, he's like, yo, dog. I literally start seeing him as some form of demon. The amount of THC that was in that edible was so strong that during the podcast, true story, you can go watch it, I wanted to get some air as he's going, and then I left and I never went back. And I went home to Amy, and I was not right for about a day and a half. And then I'm fine. That's how it works. And so if Joe Rogan really believes that I went crazy because of an edible, why does he promote edibles, DMT, all that stuff on his show? I've never done DMT. I've never done ayahuasca. I've never engaged in the type of drug culture that he promotes. And I know why he's all nasty and silly right now. It's because I was just on Sam Tripoli's podcast called Tinfoil Hat, and we all had a big laugh at how short and dumb and gay Joe Rogan is.
Yeah,
you know, when you talk about Joe Rogan, he does appeal to dwarves. I mean, he is, you know, so he actually ends most of his shows by being shot out of a cannon. So that's really exciting, and that's probably what's led him to a lot of success, is because, you know, the system views him as a munchkin, and that is very non-threatening, and so he can get away with a little bit more than most people.
That probably made its way back to him, because he's still connected on some level to Sam Tripoli, and he got really butthurt right in his little anus. And so if he's going to call me crazy or insane, he first has to define sane. Is sane a grown man who scribbles on his arms in permanent marker, like Joe the Toe? His entire body is covered in drawings. Is a sane society the one that pays money to go into a black box called a movie theater and watch recreations of men blowing up other men and smashing their faces and killing and raping? And as they're doing it, they're eating candy where on the label it tells you that it's full of cancer-causing chemicals. And you sit next to complete strangers. You cry, you get scared, you jump, you experience emotional trauma. And then you leave the black box and look around as if that was a great idea. And then you do it again and again and again. Is a sane world? So if I'm insane, that means sane is thinking it's good to marginalize mothers, act like a stay-at-home mom is somehow a failure, but yet those to be celebrated in society are liars and addicts who recreate sin on screens to program the youth. And so for those people that always said he lives rent-free in my head and I'm so envious, why is he still thinking about me all these years later? Why does he bring me up to people on his podcast if I'm so crazy? He's had, what, 5-6 friends commit suicide in the last 3 years, but yet I'm the crazy one, someone who strives for life, someone without a suicidal thought in his mind ever, someone who loves his family, grows his own food, promotes his community, offers humor in times of despair, ingenuity in times of American attack. That's the crazy one, Joe. Someone that did the jokes that Dave Chappelle is now being supported for and coddled 5 years ago and suffered for it.
Caitlyn Jenner is woman of the year, but hasn't been a woman for a full year.
Caitlyn Jenner was voted woman of the year. Her first year as a woman.
This is who I feel bad for, because you got the LBGT, right?
Yeah.
There's more every day, I know. But I'll tell you when it happened.
You know, you hear all those letters together all the time. LBGT, LBGT.
It all started with the L's.
Of course, next to the G's in the passenger seat is the L's.
Oh, great. Then the B's came in. The B's threw people for a loop because you never really know if you can go camping with them, but they're cool. Like, you know, they're like, we'll bang anybody. They're like, anybody? They're like, anybody.
If it's one thing that the L's and the G's agree on, is that the B's are fucking gross. They seem greedy to the L's and the G's, you know what I mean? They're just sitting in the back seat like, yeah, man, I'll fuck anybody in this car. What's going on, man?
Joe the Toe Rogan has pictures of Lenny Bruce on his wall because he wants people to think that he's a truth teller like Lenny Bruce.
Are there any niggas here tonight? What did he say? Are there any niggas here tonight? Jesus Christ, he had to get that low for laughs. Have I ever talked about the Schwarzes when the Schwarzes have gone? Or spoke about the Moulin Johns? Or placated some southerner by absence of voice and you ranted and raved about nigga, nigga, nigga? Are there any niggas? I know the one nigga that works here. I see him back there. Oh, there's two niggas, customers, and... but between those three niggas, there's one kike. Thank God for the kike. Two kikes. That's two kikes and three niggas and one spick. One spick. Three spicks. One mick. One mick. One spick. One hick. Fick, funky, spunky, boogie. And there's another kike. Three kikes. Three kikes, one guinea, one grease ball. Three grease balls, two guineas. Two guineas, one hunky, funky, lace curtain, Irish mick. That mick, spick, funky, hunky, boogie. Five more niggas, five more niggas. I pass with six niggers and eight micks and four spicks.
Joe the Toe Rogan, the gatekeeper of masculine comedy. And some people might say, but Big Bear, he lives rent-free in your head. Why do you bring him up? Because he's the little dragon gatekeeper sitting on male comedy, mainstream male comedy. He is the guy that's supposed to show everybody the line that no one's allowed to cross. And that's why he tried to take me under his little dragon's wing and tell me what tweets I wasn't allowed to say. And I remember exactly what tweets they were, because at the time I thought he was doing me a favor. At the time I thought he was my buddy. I thought he was my friend. I thought that he was there to help me. And he said that I should not say, Sean, I'm not for slavery.
I don't want slavery to come back, but if it did, it would be funny if Sean King admits he's white. That was one of the jokes.
That's a funny joke.
Everybody knows it's funny. Same with instead of pound me too, you know, hashtag me too. I called it pound me too because the pound sign.
Yep.
I'm like some thirsty ass bitches out there. Right. I got persecuted for those jokes. I also had another joke about like David Hogg. If you're not old enough to grow pubes, you can't tell me I have to get rid of my guns. Right. I got kicked off Twitter for that.
That was somehow off the table for Joe the Toe. That doesn't age very well, does it, Joe? That's why the three interviews he did with me are all off Spotify. They're off YouTube. They've been taken down. Of all the things that he could be censored for, saying he wants to have sex with Jesus and how he talks to DMT elves and how Brian Callen likes to fuck and come in girls that he doesn't know and run away. How all these things that he loves to talk about, all the gay homoerotic bullshit with all his little butt boy buddies. He doesn't delete any of those. He deletes me. Why? Because it's so obviously wrong. And now, a guy that is a community builder, a father, a husband, a healthy dude, doing the best he can in a time of censorship, despair, wickedness, tyranny, that I've stood strong, legally, help people avoid violence, help people not get mad at quote-unquote them, whoever they may be. Help people reconnect to God inside you. And he's going to say that he's not the drug addict with mental damage because of his drug use. No, it's me. The guy that had one edible and then did his show after and he had no problem with me then. It's once I started pointing out who he really was.
Wow, this is scary.
Scary.
Like you can get so paranoid and so freaked out from THC that if you had a mind that was already in trouble.
That's right.
That's
so my mind was in trouble. A headlining comedian who owns property in Los Angeles, repped at CAA, repped at Principato Young Management, same manager as Key and Peele, same agent as Will Ferrell. I'm on the wall at the Improv. I'm friends with everybody. I had no history whatsoever of mental illness. Very high IQ, very smart person, close with my family. Rescue dogs and all the rest. Okay, so I was somehow at risk because of my mental state, Joe. Look at your eyes, Panda Bear. And how do I scare you? I'll tell you why I scare you, Joe. It's because I say the truth.
I got a question for you, man.
Okay.
What made you make the switch from like being a moon landing denier to like
you're That's a good question.
Crazy if we didn't if you don't
No.
You don't think the moon landing is real?
No, I don't. No. Do you?
Yeah.
Why do you think the moon landing is real? Why don't you tell me why?
I saw it on television.
I remember very clearly, I think anybody who was alive at the time does. I remember my parents waking me up and we went down and we watched you guys land on the moon.
No,
which
you didn't.
Was,
no, you didn't.
What?
Because there wasn't any television. There wasn't anybody taking a picture. You watched animation.
That's genius. You saw it on TV? That's awesome. I'm going to show you some CGI. I'm going to show you King Kong. I saw that on TV too. This is an 80-foot gorilla. He's running around kidnapping white chicks. You should check it out. 1972 was the last time a human being has been through the Van Allen radiation belt. 1972. That's the last time. There's been only 7 trips ever that human beings have ever gone past 400 miles.
Why fake it?
Thank you, Kyle.
Why fake it?
Why not fake it?
You should open with that.
If you look at any of the footage online, it looks ridiculous. It looks stupid. If you look at the videos, it looks ridiculous and dumb. You know why? Because in 1969, nobody anticipated that we were going to have VCRs and the internet. We were going to be able to watch that. They wanted to win the Cold War. The Soviet Union had over 10 firsts in space. First man in space, first woman in space, first... They had everything. First dog in space. They had first satellite. They were so much more advanced than the Americans were. But the Americans were more advanced in trickery.
But not only can you never talk about it publicly, you have to be a debunker publicly.
I'll tell the government right now. Tell you right now if you're listening, NSA, CIA. I'm available. I'm available. I'm available. Okay? If you show me all the real wreckage, I swear to God, I will make fun of that crap to the end of time. I will make fun of that crap to the end of time. I'll make up stories.
I would perceive it. And I know of people. I know of one guy very...
Of all the guys he knows, of all the sex rituals and drug-induced mania he's been a part of, the one guy that he knows that really lost it from drugs is a guy who doesn't do drugs. A guy who not only doesn't do drugs, but his life drastically improved after leaving Los Angeles. It wouldn't be because that guy makes fun of your height, would it, Joe?
Wow, this is scary.
Scary.
Like you can get so...
Joe Rogan's scared of me. Little old me.
Paranoid and so freaked out from THC that if you...
Paranoid. Like, kind of like when the entire... theater industry in America all kicked me out and wouldn't let me perform because of the jokes he chastised on his show that 99% of the population would find hilarious. In a capitalist free market America, theaters that I would sell out, all tickets sold, they would say I wasn't allowed to perform because I offended people. okay, my wife isn't allowed to rent out a property on Airbnb. She has no criminal history. I have no criminal history. Airbnb lets you film gay porn. Okay. Patreon, in writing, said I was no longer welcome on the platform because of my Pound Me Too joke and how it marginalized victims of sex abuse. Victims kind of like your buddy Brian Callen may know, Joe. Actual sex abuse, not jokes that give them levity in times of despair. I've had people write to me that they didn't kill themselves because of the comedy, because they were so dark, and they felt that someone being able to laugh at it, some of these victims, actual victims, people that your friends may have actually hurt, Joe, allegedly. Why on earth would I be a little bit paranoid? Just because you're paranoid doesn't mean you're wrong.
And I know of people, I know of one guy very clearly, there was a moment where it changed.
But that moment, bear in mind, I was on his show after that moment, and he didn't speak up about the moment. He didn't say, hey, Owen, you've gotten pretty crazy here. No, no, that isn't what happened.
His life, yep. It changed his life. He got a high dose edibles, and he's never been the same person. Never. And since then, he's gone further.
Joe doesn't even know me. Joe knows me from being on his show three times. He said they were some of the best episodes he's ever done. He texted me like a giddy little bitch after my first episode. He goes, I'm listening to it over and over again. It's so good. I can't wait to have you back on. It's so funny. You're so smart. Why don't you come under the dragon's wing? And then the next one, he's like, wow, that was really incredible. Can't wait to do it again. You're such a genius. So funny. So effortless. You're so talented.
Further downhill, like flat earth, everything. Like all.
How does Eddie Bravo think of that? How Eddie Bravo, one of his quote unquote best friends, a diehard flat earther. There's millions and millions of flat earthers, quote unquote, flat earthers, whatever that even means. People that question NASA's narrative. Why would you question NASA's narrative, Joe? Am I paranoid for wondering? Operation Paperclip, which brought confirmed Nazis to America to start a space agency with Walt Disney. The guy who started JPL is a confirmed black magician. Aleister Crowley, the guy who started Scientology, and another black magician started an organization that has never provably done anything besides warp people's minds. All right? Why would I question their model of the earth and not? The biblical model is not a spinning ball. It's never said it's a spinning ball. Physically, you can show that there's not 8 inches per mile squared. You can do all kinds of mind exercises and thought experiments, and then you can go actually prove it with a P900 camera, Joe. Okay, so that to you is insane. So what exactly is sane? To get your worldview from confirmed Satanists, Nazis, and a guy who specializes in drawing a mouse that goes, so you got Walt Disney, Nazis, Wernher von Braun, who was in the, not just a Nazi, not like the German army, a lot of those guys were based, just good guys, you know, SS officers. I know some of you guys were like, oh, how dare you? They were fighting for Germany. No, no, SS officers, a lot of those guys were real fucked up. Real fucked up. So Wernher von Braun, an SS officer, real leather-oriented, real daddy, real magic-y, real gay. So those guys come to America in Operation Paperclip, and they start an organization with Aleister Crowley and Walt Disney, a guy who's known for animating illusions. Why would we possibly? It's insane to question their world model. That's odd. Look at his panda bear eyes.
All the above. He's, and, you know.
All of the above. What exactly does that mean as he stutters? All of the above. What? So flat earth and then all of the above. What does that mean? What? Questioning evolution? Questioning the dinosaur narrative? Questioning nuclear bombs? Which one would you actually want to discuss, Joe? Or do you just want to promote drugs and sodomy and pornography on the youth and then act like a scared little bitch when someone sees through your lies?
Spoken to him in years, but he's out of his fucking mind now.
If you haven't spoken to me in years, why am I still on your mind? And why do you say I'm out of mine? Because I don't trade my word or my morality for money because I don't want to scribble on my arms and inject steroids into my dick because I don't want to live a fake life and be approved by satanic monsters who wouldn't know a good joke if it bit them in their steroid-infested ass. That's why I'm out of my mind because I won't wear a mask to go to one of your shows because I won't vaccinate to go to one of your shows. And then you go up there and rant about how you're against tyranny when your entire audience has to be vaccinated to watch this little man, this little midget lie. Really? Really, Joe? And here's another very interesting aspect, and then I'll move on. Only one guy sent that to me. One. Back in the day when he used to imply shit about me or directly talk shit or whatever, I'd get hundreds of people. Oh, how dare you? No. People that still watch me all the time don't send me his clips anymore because no one watches. Oh, how dare you? He's so influential. All the brainwashed people, that's not who the grabber's paying for their souls, their consciousness. Those aren't creative people, all right? When you have your giant gatekeepers, Don Lemon, Don Lemon, you know, these people, they're not that valuable. What's really valuable is when you gatekeep creative people with the divine spark in them. That's what's really valuable. And Joe the Toe was always great at delivering that because he would sell the illusion that he was masculine, that he was a hunter, that he was against censorship, that he was for the little man, that he looked at alternative medicines, nutrition, that he could do stand-up comedy and shoot an elk with a bow and arrow. And that attracts high-quality men. You'd be surprised, but there was a time when it did. He also questioned the moon landing effectively and brilliantly before it appears he was paid off by, I don't know.
I'm available, okay? If you show me all the real wreckage, I swear to God, I will make fun of that crap to the end of time. I'll make up stories. I'll lie to my mother. I don't care. You show me a UFO, I'll lie to my mother.